I stand here from Flexible, and unless you do this, Gmail and Yahoo will shut down your email marketing efforts. Let's dive in. Okay, if you're listening to this video, you probably send emails, right? Of course you do. Everyone sends emails. But if you are a marketing agency, a lead gen agency, it's likely that you are generating leads and then emailing those leads, SMSing those leads, and trying to kind of warm them up or get them to know, like, and trust you, et cetera, et cetera. Like, everyone does it. And to this day, whenever I'm doing a promotion or creating an offer, email is still always the best performer. About 3 years ago, we noticed our open rates go from 30, 40%, 50% down to like 3, 4%, okay? And we had some big issues with our email database, and we spent a lot of time getting things healthy again and getting them back up. And we had to go through a lot of compliance and a lot of tech stuff that I gave to my team, thankfully. And it, you know, it changed everything. We jumped back up to 30, 40, 50% open rates, but it took like a good kind of 6 months. That pain caused us to kind of get ahead of our time and allow us to dot all the I's and cross all those T's, right? And it's funny because Gmail and Yahoo and email compliance has become a real thing in the last 3 months or so. And unless you make these changes now, which we learned 3 years ago, you're going to have big, big problems, all right? So without further ado, the person that helped me 3 years ago is Graham in my team. He's going to show you what you need to do, how you can do it, and how you can protect yourself against being shut down. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
And guys, welcome to this video on basically email deliverability. Now, Google and Yahoo are both cracking down on kind of security measures for emails. It's starting now in February. It's basically for bulk senders, and it's to protect people's email boxes, basically, so spammers can't get hold of your kind of domains or email senders and all that kind of stuff. So they're only going to be allowing good quality and fully compliant emails through. So I want to show you how you can get ready for this. So the things that they've mentioned are here. So basically, this is always best practice for email deliverability anyway, but I know a lot of people aren't doing it. So it's best that you follow all of this to make sure you're up to scratch. So first is use branded sending domains. So for example, it's got to be one of your domains. So ours is flexdigital.com. So we add a subdomain inside something like High Level, which you can see in the background there, which is our email sender. We add a subdomain into there so we can send from that domain. It just basically helps with brand reputation inside the mailboxes. Then you want to set up your what's called a DMARC and an SPF. These are email security measures that are added onto your domain in the DNS setting, which I'll take you through in a sec. Next is to adhere to a low spam rate. If you start getting high spam rates, then you're going to be penalized by the mailboxes. There's a few tricks you can do with that, which I'll show you in a sec as well. One-click unsubscribe link, which is pretty basic. I think that's, you know, everyone should have that on their emails already. If you don't, add it, which is basically just a link they can click, and it unsubscribes them from your email list. And then lastly, when you're sending bulk emails, don't use Gmail or Yahoo addresses from your sent from. Always use an address that is from your branded sending domain that you've set up inside your email provider. Okay, so we're going to go through this now. So let's start with use branded sending domains. So if you're using High Level, you can do it quite easily in here. Other CRMs or email softwares, you're going to have to find out how to do that. So in High Level, you go to settings and you want to go to email services. You can do it at the agency level. I'm doing it at the sub account level at the moment. So you can see this is where we're sending from in this sub account at the moment, which is obviously not what we want. This is a High Level sending address, and Gmail and Yahoo will not like this because it shows that you're, one, you're bulk sending emails, and two, it shows that you maybe don't really know what you're doing. You're not an expert, which means that spammers could get in and hack your email accounts and send unwanted emails to people. So we want to make sure we create a dedicated domain, which is what it pops up here. I'm going to click on that. Take us here. Now, normally I do MG because it's Mailgun. You can do anything. It can be LC, but we're going to go MG at the moment. Okay. So this is what it says. You want to read this now. So it says your domain MG will be moved to Lead Connector account. New DNS records will be provided. Update DNS records with your DNS provider. This is all basic stuff that you can put onto the your domain, which I'll show you how to do in a sec. Now, what we want to go and do, I've already set this up, so I'm going to try and set up LC. I'm going to press Add and Verify. And so now it's saying connect your subdomain. So let's go add record manually. So this is what it's giving us. So it's giving us a domain key. It's giving us a TXT file for the SPF, which again is another form of email security, which I'll touch on earlier. Then we've got email.lc.flexdigital, which is what it's going to be sent with, being sent to mailgun.org. And we've got two MX records as well. So the way you would add these is you'd want to go to your domain provider. So a lot of people use GoDaddy. We've actually gone across to Cloudflare, which is a cloud server. But adding it would be very similar. You want to go basically into your domain provider. You want to go to DNS records, and then you want to start adding. Okay. I'm just going to make this smaller. Okay. Let's do it like this then. So basically what you want to go and do is you want to start with from the top. So you want to press this copy. Now you see it's a TXT record. So remember that. We want to go here. We want to press add a record. We want to go to type, and you want to just type in TXT. And then you want to paste in what you've just copied. You want to go back. Then you want to copy the required value, and you want to pop that in there. So that's your domain key. I'm going to press save. That will add that. Next up, we want to go and add another TXT file. So we want to go into here again. Add a TXT, paste in the name that it had there, and you want to copy the required value, and you want to add it in here. Okay, so that's your SPF, press save. I want to go back again, copy this, and now this is a CNAME, so you don't want to do a TXT file, this time I'm going to do a CNAME record. So I'm going to just do CNAME, pop in the name, then I'm going to copy this. And the target is mailgun.org. I'm going to press save. Now, these next two ones are MX files. So again, you want to copy the first bit, add the record, type in MX, add in the name, and then you want to copy the required value, pop it in the mail server, and then you want to, I just go for one, press save. Let's just double check. So you can do 10, 1. So there's a few. I would probably actually going to change that actually to 10. Let's edit that. Change that to 10. Save. Cool. Then we want to go back, add the last MX file. So you wanted to type in MX. Then you want to just pop that in. Then you want to press the required value. Add 10 and press save. Now that's your five records that you've added. So we should be able to go and verify records. So they've verified this. They've verified the two MX, but they haven't verified these two yet. So it can take a couple of minutes. So I'm just going to press verify domain, see if that's been verified yet. Cool, so the TXT, that one's come through now, the SPF. We're just waiting for this domain to be verified. So they're gonna make us wait for, I think, 60 seconds. So I'll just pause this until we can do it again. Okay, so that is all been verified. I had to change this, I had to go into the CNAME record. And it was on Proxied. I've taken it off of Proxied, and I saved it. and then it's come through. I'm just going to double check. It's saying now that SSL is pending, so it does take slightly a long time just to verify this all. So that this is all verified now. Let's just verify the domain again. Perfect. So that is all good. We now have a dedicated domain. So this is what the this is where Hive will now be sending our emails from. So we've checked that first box. And now we want to add the DMARC and SPF. Now we've already actually added the SPF. So it's this TXT file. So we've added in the SPF here. That's your SPF. So that's all good. So we can go straight on to the DMARC now. And as you can see, I've got these two DMARCs here. To add, I'm going to first do this. So that's got to be the DMARC.lc. So it's DMARC. So it's underscore DMARC dot, then the start your subdomain. So mine's LC. So we're just going to copy this bit. We want to go and add another TXT record. So add record. We want to go TXT. Want to paste in DMARC.lc. And then we just want to copy this bit into this bit here. I don't think we want to proxy it. This is an A record. That's why we've got to make sure it's TXT. And then we pop that in there, press save. So that should be the DMARC sorted. Now we want to go and just double check all this is set up correctly. So SPF lookup, normally use something like MX Toolbox. So you can go check your domains. So I'm going to go lcflexvisual.com and I'm going to do the SPF record lookup. So as you can see the SPF is there. It's including Mailgun. And you can see this is all good. All green ticks. So that's good. Now I want to go over to DMARC here. We want to just double check this one. Cool. So this is all looking good. At the moment, we haven't got a policy for quarantine or reject. I'm not going to add that in at this time. It's still going to pass. But best practices does say that you would have, something like this in place, I believe. And you can actually add a slightly bit extra. We go in here. You can get all the logs sent to you. So if we go and copy that and we add it in here. Just going to copy this back in. So you can add your email in there and it should send you the log so you can kind of see. Then if you did want to do a policy, you can do something like, I'm not sure how you spell quarantine, to be fair. You just type in quarantine there. Let's go copy it so I spell it right. And I believe it's PCT. So that's percent. So you can quarantine 5% coming through. It's up to you. At this time, it's best to just start with none. And then you can see what's happening. And you may want to up it. But that should be fine there. So just because I've added that in, I'm just going to do this again. DMARC lookup just to make sure. Cool. So see now it's seeing the receivers, so addresses to which aggregate feedback is sent. So the DMARC is all set up. So that's all good. Next up is adhere to a low spam rate. So there's a few tips and tricks to this. Really, you should just be sending emails to people who actually want it. So keeping a very, clean list. I have, I think I've done some training on this in our YouTube channel. So I'll try and dig it out for you. If I can, it'll be in the top right hand corner right now. So constantly up. Date your list, make sure it's an engaged list of people who are opening, clicking your emails. That's how you're going to get a low spam rate. Other ways you can keep it low. It's probably more for opt-out rates or anything else, but you can add in something at the end of your email saying something like reply back with the word delete. And if you don't want any more emails from us, we'll take you off our list. Surprisingly, a lot of people do that. And that way, if they do it that way, you can kind of set up an automation in high level that will D&D them, which basically means you won't email them again, and it won't count towards your spam rate or opt-out rate. So that could be a good option for you guys doing that one. Obviously, the one-click unsubscribe link, if we go down into our settings here and in business profile inside this sub-account, scroll to the bottom, there is things like make email compliant by adding an unsubscribe link in your email. If you have that selected, you can customize the message. But this is basically what it will say. And that way you can they can click on unsubscribe and that, and then you adhere to that. It's very basic email deliverability, this. You should already have this. If you don't, make sure you click that. And then also avoid using Gmail. That's self-explanatory. So never ever in the email from bit in these bulk senders put in like something like dan@gmail.com. You always want it as Dan at something like that. Okay. Don't worry if you set up at lc.flexdigital.com. Like, don't worry about putting like that. It's just a subdomain for them to use. Your email from will still be this, like your main domain. Okay, so that is how it would work. Next up, you want to do a full check of your email health. So we want to just double check the spamminess of your mail. So we want to fire a email to this person here, okay? So what you can go and do is you can go into your account. Now, if you've got an email set up, you can go and just test it inside high level. And if you're not, you can just go to any email provider you're doing. Cool. So we can go and find an email. So this is like day one of our 5-day challenge. And then we can just paste in this email that you've seen there and press send test email, and it should come up with email sent. Then we can go then check your score, and it'll give you a rating. So we get a 10 out of 10. So that's good. It basically means we've passed everything. So you can see here, we're using this sending address, and this is the reply to. Let's have a look. HTML version. So that's all been ticked off. Then you can go have a look at Spam Assassin. So this kind of tells you what your spam score is. So the famous score below -5 is considered spam. Okay. So you can see you kind of get minuses for a few things. Deke invalid. So you get points, so that basically means points, a plus points, which is all very good if you get plus points. So we can see we're definitely not spam. Our score is -0, so nowhere near the spam element. You're properly authenticated, so that's good. So SPF is correct, your DKIM signature is valid, your message passed the DMARC test. So this is all good. So see, this is all very good. And then, so that's safe and well formatted. So we're not on any block lists. So we're yellow listed on one. So I may go and just double check that one in a bit. You can get asked to be taken off these. I think that's the one I did get asked to get taken off a while ago. No broken links. There's a redirect. They're not a fan of redirection, but still all good. So yeah, so I'd run your email through this, and that will give you a good overview of how of your email health and how likely you are to be finding that inbox. So hopefully this has all helped, guys. I would get this all done and dusted ASAP, really, because they've launched it now. So you don't want to be going into the spam box. But thanks a lot for listening, guys, and hope to see you on the next one. Cheers.
Okay, thank you, Graham. So when I came up with this idea to do a video on email marketing, it didn't really come for me, if I'm honest. I thought it might be a little bit kind of on the boring side, and it probably is, let's face it. But on the other hand, it's so important if you are someone that emails all the time and you don't want to get stung if you get this wrong. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed the video. I hope you can go and implement it. So at the moment, we're running a free 5-day challenge on how to implement AI into your business and your client's business. It's a 5-day challenge. It's really fast and easy and fun and simple. It's good stuff. There'll be a link below in the description box. Go check it out. You'll love it. Speak soon.